Welcome to the Retirement Risk Show, the best retirement interviews and advice with Dave Hall. Learn strategies to help you reduce and even eliminate the risks facing your retirement.
Hello, my name is Dave Hall. I am your host. Once again, we are back talking about the longest self-imposed period of unemployment most of you will have in your lifetime. It could be 10 years. It could be 20. Heck, it might even be 30 or 40. It is what we call retirement. If you are looking to get safely through your retirement, go to my website, retirementriskadvisors.com. Here you'll be able to get access to all the education tools we have available. You'll be able to get access to all the resources that we have available so you can learn what it's going to take to eliminate the various risks your retirement will face and be able to take care of those now so you can get where you need to be by the time you get into those retirement years. Today we're going to be talking about income diversity. Now, one of the top 10 risks that you face inside of your retirement is the lack of income diversity. I find it very interesting how America works as it relates to retirement. Seems like we all spend our lives getting paychecks. I got my first paycheck back when I was a teenager. I was working for a local farmer. I continued to get those paychecks throughout high school, into college, working at various retail stores. And then once I became a CPA, I continued to get those paychecks on either biweekly or semi-monthly basis where I was getting this money coming in to take care of my bills, to take care of my family's bills. And I must admit, I've gotten very comfortable with that. I like the fact that I get these paychecks, my bank account gets filled up every month, and then I have the various bills that I've got to pay that pulls it back down. And if there's money left over, which there is, then we invest that money and try to grow for our retirement. Most of us spend our lives doing this, and yet once we get to retirement, we for some reason want to change the ballgame. We want it to be all about assets. We want to be the next Warren Buffett, where we become these great investment advisors, where we're taking our assets, hoping that we can invest them appropriately to where we don't lose everything before we end up getting through retirement. And I just don't understand why we do this, why we don't continue on getting those paychecks or playchecks, as Tom Hegner refers to them as well, saying, why are we not getting money to go with our Social Security to allow us to pay for those monthly bills? Because what I find as a retirement risk advisor, clients that have this structure are much happier in retirement. Because when the market goes up and down, instead of having to worry about whether they're going to make the biggest mistake they will ever make in their lifetime as it relates to their retirement, and that is losing everything before they end up running out of retirement, the individuals that have guaranteed income coming through are in a position to where they can weather those storms, to where they can go through those periods of time knowing that things don't have to change. That yes, the market's down. They understand that markets rebound and come back up. And so if they can just hold tight with those assets, they'll be able to get their growth assets back where they need to be while they continue to live off the income assets they have. So today we're going to be talking about the five top tax-free sources of income that I recommend for your retirement. Now understand, in order to get each of these structured tax-free, there are some various laws that you're going to need to follow and some rules. I'm going to talk about those, but we will go through this today to make sure you know my top five incomes that you should have. Talk about a couple of other income streams that some of you may have in your retirement, but you've got to be very careful with those because although they may help you get through retirement from an income standpoint, may come with some tax consequences that you may not like, that may be a little more consequential to you than what you're expecting. The first one of these is Social Security. Now, understand that if you have provisional income that exceeds certain thresholds, your Social Security will not be tax-free. We'll talk a little bit about that today, although we've covered that pretty extensively over the last month or so as we've covered Social Security. But for those of you that can get below the provisional income thresholds, this becomes a great tax-free source of income for you. In fact, 96% of America is going to get some type of Social Security. So how do we make this work? What we've got to ensure is that all of our income that's coming onto our tax return, our tax-exempt interest income, and one half of our Social Security does not exceed the following thresholds. If you're a single individual, should not exceed the bottom limit of $25,000. If you're a married couple, should not exceed the $32,000 limit. If that happens, then your Social Security is going to become 100% tax-free, which means you're going to be able to extend out your retirement because instead of paying tax on those benefits like about 40% of American retirees currently do, you'll be getting that tax-free, and that can extend out your retirement 5 to 7 years by itself if you get in a position where this happens. Now, in order to get Social Security tax-free, understand there's really two ways to do it. Number one is to not have any other income, which I don't recommend, but unfortunately, we've got about 40% of America that is having a Social Security-only retirement that's going to put you in a position to where you will not have any tax consequences because of your Social Security. But for the rest of you, what you're going to need to do is to invest your money into other assets that do not get counted towards the provisional income tax calculation. And that is anything with the name of Roth. Talk a little bit more about that here in a bit. And permanent life insurance, both of those items, the money that you have coming out of those is not going to count towards your provisional income tax calculation, which means Social Security is going to come tax-free. So as you look at your planning, very important that when you're trying to map out what the taxation on your Social Security benefits is going to look like long term, that you try to eliminate that you get everything structured correctly to where that's not going to be a taxable stream of income for you. The second one on my list is tax-deferred investments. Now, understand, for most of you, this also is not going to be tax-free, but if structured correctly, you can get yourself into a position where you get one of the double wins that the government offers, which there's very few of these that exist out there, because what it's going to mean if you do the right structure is that you did not pay tax on the money going in because it was a tax deferral. You got to take that off your tax return in the year that you put the money into that account. And then when you pull the money out, assuming we have a standard deduction in the future, which it's my belief that we will, if you pull the right amount of money out of that account and apply it towards your standard deduction and don't have enough other income that's going to exceed that, that money became tax-free. You didn't pay taxes on it going in. You're not paying taxes on it going out. How do we get to the right balance here? It's going to be different for each of you. There's going to be a math calculation that's going to have to be done. But I will tell you, for the majority of you, you'll be in a position to where if you're single, you do not want more than $250,000 in this account. And if you're married, you do not want more than $500,000 in your tax-deferred accounts, whether that's a traditional IRA, a 401k, 403b, whatever the case may be, where you've been deferring those taxes. Because when we take the required minimum distributions out of these accounts that now start at 73, for those of you that were born before 1960, anyone born 1960 or later, it's going to start at 75. The initial distribution amount is 3.65%. So if you do this correctly, you get the right amount in there. You take that 3.65% distribution, put it on your tax return, may have some small provisional income there because of your Social Security. And then you take that standard deduction to offset it, you end up in a 0% tax bracket. But remember, with Social Security and tax-deferred accounts, you've got to put in the work to get everything structured correctly, because if not, if you're like 95% of the rest of America who uses these two forms of income as their primary sources of income in retirement, you're going to be paying tax on both of these. You'll end up paying tax on your deferral payments that are coming out, and that will create provisional income that you're going to be paying tax on those Social Security benefits. And as mentioned before, this can cause your retirement funds to run out of money 5 to 7 years faster. The third one that I want to talk about is designed to be tax-free from the beginning, and that is your Roth accounts, those Roth contributions and those Roth the conversions that you've been doing. Hopefully, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time and understand that we need to have money in these accounts to allow us to get to a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Now, yes, you do have to pay the price up front. There's a cost of entry, and that is you paying the taxes up front. But if taxes are going up, as we believe that they are, as most economists that we talk to believe that they are, then we're going to be in a position to where if we pay that tax today, we're better off in the future. Now, remember, too, we talk about reasons beyond just taxes going up, why you could be in a higher tax bracket in retirement than you are today, which many people have not been taught this. They've always been led to believe that their taxes are going to be lower in retirement. Well, what are some of the things that are going to cause you problems? Number one, many of you will be spending more money once you get into retirement than you expect. Current statistics show us that as a retiree, you're going to need about 65 to 80% of your pre-retirement income to maintain your lifestyle. And then the second one is you're going to lose those deductions. We talk about these pretty extensively as well. Those children that you've had that maybe you've been getting education and child tax credits for, the contributions you've been putting into your tax-deferred accounts that have been able to bring your income down, especially those going into retirement. Where maybe this year you're putting $30,000, $22,500 into a 401k for your regular contribution, and then a $7,500 catch-up contribution if you're age 50 or older. Well, if you look at these things and the way that they're working, obviously these are going to be deductions that hopefully are going to go away because you're now going to be living off of that income. Your mortgage, if you happen to still have one by the time you get into retirement, should be low enough that it's not going to give you any benefit. And then the last one is charitable contributions that many people have that if done correctly, you can get around the benefits of that other ways by using RMDs in that account to give those deductions, or maybe you're just giving your time where you're not getting so much benefit. So if we do all this correctly and get everything structured where it needs to be, we want those Roth accounts to allow us to get the majority of our income out during our retirement years so that they don't get applied to the provisional income, so they don't cause any additional tax on the money coming out of your traditional account to really get us where we need to be. And we do teach classes on this. We help people better understand the way these work. And if taxes are going to be higher in the future than they are today, and know that January 1st, 2026, they'll go up for the first time. We'll go back to what they were in 2017. Going to have a 2.6% overall increase for those in the highest bracket. Some of you may have a 9% overall increase based upon where your bracket is today and where it's going to be at that time. And then 2030, that's when we're really projecting taxes to go up because the national debt, Social Security funding that needs to be done, and Medicare. Well, let's go ahead and take advantage of those Roth accounts today before all of that happens. And remember, it's not just about your own life, it's planning for the next generation and when they may inherit this money also. The fourth form of income that I love for retirement plans where we're trying to get to a tax-free and risk-free retirement, fourth one of these is what we call a Roth annuity. You've probably heard about annuities throughout your career. If you've listened to the show any length of time, you heard about them here because we talk about the fixed indexed annuity being a great product for principal protection, give us guaranteed inflation-adjusted income that's not going to apply towards our Social Security taxation and provisional income, be a great source of income for you in your retirement. If you have one of these, going to allow you to get some of that diversity to where you're getting that guaranteed paycheck. Social Security was only intended to cover about 40% of your living costs in retirement. So this other 60% can come out of this annuity to where as the market goes up and inflation happens, you're getting larger checks. So instead of your retirement getting worse over time, where your asset balance is getting eaten away and you've got less money you can pull out, there's going to be more income coming in the longer that you live. So this is a great way to really help secure your retirement. It's one of the income sources that I use in my own planning for myself, I use for other advisors. It's something that I went out and searched myself and ended up getting myself. It wasn't someone selling it to me. I realized that in risk-based planning, this was such a great tool. I needed to have them. And I've got three different ones that I use for my own retirement planning. And the last of the five, so we've got Social Security, your tax-deferred account, your Roth contribution and conversion accounts, your Roth annuity, and then the last one is permanent life insurance. In our side, using an indexed universal life insurance policy because we also want the principal protection that an index product offers. But this is the greatest loophole inside the IRS code. Because unlike Roth accounts where you have income limits that if you make too much money, you cannot contribute to a Roth, or if you make too little, you cannot contribute, and also has contribution limits where you can only put so much in each year to be able to hit the maximum amounts that's allowed, these insurance policies, no matter how much you do make, a lot or a little, or how much you can afford to put in, you're going to be able to make contributions into these accounts. So they became a great tool, not only for a tax-free income standpoint, something many people don't realize life insurance can be used for is a tax-free source of income in your retirement. pulling money out of the cash value before you pass away, realizing that maybe you don't even need the death benefit, that you're going to use the cash value during your lifetime. Also, if you've set it up correctly, it comes with a no-fee chronic illness rider to be able to help you cover some of the costs of a long-term care event or all of the cost if that happens to happen. And based upon the policy size you buy and the structure that you have inside of there, all of this can be great for your retirement. And then again, that death benefit, if you never use the money, that'll transfer tax-free to your kids. So here we've got a tool that you can put as much money as you can afford to pay into it, that you can get into a tax-free growth and a tax-free distribution, either in your lifetime or your children's lifetime or whoever your beneficiary happens to be that you're going to give that money to. Now, again, once it transfers to death, when I mentioned that the children's lifetime, it's not going to continue to stay tax-free after that, but the initial transfer will be tax-free going into their accounts, going into them so they can have that money. So those are the top five that I recommend when we're putting plans together. And a good plan is usually going to have all five of these, because what we want to do is diversify out the income. Again, lack of income diversity causes problems. If all we have is Social Security in our tax-deferred account, about six or seven of the risks that we consistently talk about, you're going to struggle to eliminate, because it's the diversity that allows for principal protection, diversity that allows to add some benefits such as the no-fee chronic illness rider into the plan. It's these benefits that allows for more tax-free growth. So all this is part of what a well-planned risk-based retirement structure is going to look like. A couple of others I do want to talk about here that can cause some tax problems. So if we're looking to get to a tax-free and risk-free retirement, may not be able to include these into our retirement structure, but one of those would be continuing to work. I know there's many of you that, hey, you may still have to pay some additional tax to keep working, but you need the additional income, or you need the emotional and social benefits that come from going out and working every day, from keeping yourself busy. So I'm not against at all people putting that into your plan. You just need to map it out to make sure that you're not putting yourself into a situation where the tax consequences are such, if you're looking at it from an income standpoint, that you're really not making the money you had expected, because by the time you pay tax on the money coming in, you pay tax on your Social Security, maybe you end up at a position where you have an impact on your Medicare benefits and the payments you'd have to make there because of Irma, all of that gets taken in. If that becomes problematic for you, may want to readjust what that work looks like. Maybe it's just donating your time. You feel better about it, saying I'm staying active, but I'm giving my time to charitable organizations to help them. And the last one is pension plans. Now, if you've got a pension plan, that's great. You've got guaranteed income coming in through that pension. But when we look at it, can be problematic from a tax standpoint, because this is tax deferred money. This is money that you've never paid taxes on. So as those payments come in, you're going to have to pay income tax on that money if it exceeds your standard deduction, and it's going to get added into your provisional income tax calculation for your taxation, your Social Security. So if you do have a pension, chances are you're going to have taxation throughout the rest of your retirement. Our recommendation to solve this is, if you can, try to get a lump sum distribution before you annuitize that pension and pull that money out into your tax deferred account, do Roth conversions into Roth accounts. All of a sudden, that pension income can come out tax-free, using it as an annuity with an insurance company rather than with the company the pension's with, which, remember, when we look at these, 80% of these pension plans are underfunded. Now, because the market had gone up quite a bit over the last decade, some of them got into a better position. They were about two-thirds of the assets available that they needed to have, went up a little bit because of that, but the market's not done so well over the last year. We've had a pretty flat market, and we're looking at some additional dips here, so we may be in a position to where it goes back to where it was. If you've got an underfunded pension, you're going to want to make sure, if you can, get the payments out to secure yourself. Put the money with an insurance company. These companies have been around, many of them, over 100 years, consistently paying benefits out to allow you to get to not only a risk-free retirement, but also a tax-free. And if taxes are going to double, I mean, the lowest bracket we have right now is 10%. If that doubles, you're at 20%. What impact could that have on your lifestyle in the future? Now, most of you are going to want to continue to spend the same money. You're going to want to continue to do the same things, which means you're going to have to take more money out of your retirement savings to be able to pay those taxes to allow you to live the lifestyle you want, which means you're going to run out of money sooner. And as we look to the future, right now, 50% of retirees are running out of money before they run out of retirement. As we look to the future, we expect that number to go up. Unfortunately, this is not something that society's solving. We've got people saving less money for their retirement, which is going to be problematic. And then we've got a lot of these risks for those who have saved that all of a sudden they're going to hit into these retirement plans, maybe in their 60s and 70s. By the time they get into their 80s and 90s, retirement's not going to look quite like it should. So remember, folks, it's all about income in retirement, not just assets. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't want assets. We definitely do. When we look at the investment buckets you should have your emergency fund, usually about 6 months of assets to be able to cover an emergency. You want your market-based bucket, what's going to have money in the market for growth, for mainly for legacy. And then you're going to want your principal protected bucket that's going to provide safety, also going to provide income, and depending on how it's structured, may provide growth. So if we use all of these buckets correctly inside of your retirement to get the income diversification that you need, we can eliminate all the risks from our retirement and get ourselves in a much more safe and secure position. If you'd like to learn more about this topic or other things that I teach, again, go to my website. We've got our new event, Shatter Your Retirement Risk event. This has been a huge success. It's something that people are really enjoying, the opportunity to get so much great content in one event, to be able to learn more about what it is that we teach. I also have my book out. This is going to be available, if it's not already, through our website, going to be available here very soon. Go to Retirement Risk Advisors. You'll be able to get linked into the book to where you can purchase that. It goes through all of the 10 risks that I talk about. It's got a case study in there. Really is a good summary of what I teach in the various webinars that I present. At this point, I've educated over 200,000 CPAs. That is almost a third of the industry. There's about 670,000 CPAs in total. We've taught over 200,000 of them. This number continues to grow, and it's resonating with more and more people. As people better understand what we teach, better understand where markets are heading, they understand that we're ahead of the curve. We're in a position saying, as things go south in the future, we're prepared. Now, if they don't, oh well, our retirement's going to look the same as it would have had we not done all of this. In fact, we hope it looks better in the plans that we put together, because we are stressing some of the plan to see what goes on. But when we get to the other side of this, we're saying we've got everything in place regardless of what happens, that we're prepared. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to have that fear in our hearts of what could go wrong during those retirement years, when we can get to a position where we can't go back and change some of our bad actions or some of the things that have gone wrong that shouldn't have. When you're getting into your 90s, you're not going to be able to take action on a lot of what we teach, may not be able to go back to work to solve some of your financial issues, and may be in a health position where you really can't do much of anything based upon what your health ends up being at that time. My name's Dave Hall. This has been our show. Please join me again next week, where we'll have someone else on here with me to continue to talk about this topic, to talk about the importance of income diversity and its impact on getting us to a safe and secure retirement.
And that's today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to wherever you get your podcast.
The Retirement Risk Show is a production of the Retirement Risk Advisors. Our show was produced by Sierra Tallin and Autumn Koenig. If you're a CPA looking for more retirement education, visit retirementriskadvisors.com.